Let's go on a spree through TV land.
Our era, the era of television.
Yes, sir, it's got everything, this TV.
Hey, guys, welcome to Emerson Zero. You're here with Lizzie and Carolyn coming to you.
Bienvenidos a Episode Zero.
Episode Zero. I actually had this idea where I was like, I want, like, celebrities to introduce our podcast every week, or not our radio show.
But when you say that, do you mean like us imitating celebrities?
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
Don't say a word. Oh wait. Look, it's the Rolling Stones. They're here to introduce us.
I'm alive.
Welcome.
Episode zero.
Right here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
When we get to Brooklyn,
we like to listen to cool radio.
When we do, we sit in one little corner of Bushwick.
Round the little corner of Bushwick, right by the Velo bike shop.
After we get to Flatbush, the reception goes out.
Goes straight out. Can't call anyone, can't do any cocaine. So we come here, we listen to Radio Free Brooklyn. We love it. It's a great station. Thanks, guys. It was so good seeing you guys.
Yeah, it was awesome talking. It was great that we were not long distance this time.
No, I meant talking to the Rolling Stones. They're leaving.
Oh, sorry. I don't know any of their names.
Me neither. I actually was like, all of a sudden, I was like, the Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones.
As a collective noun.
Because I actually have no idea. I'm sure our parents would like want to like set us on fire for not knowing any Rolling Stones.
Possibly.
But that's a fact.
Oh, well, you know, brown sugar. Glad you guys came by. See you soon. Sugar. Thanks for introducing the show. We're lucky. We have a lot of celebrities that come by on Radio Free Brooklyn right here on Episode Zero because we are in the business of creating television shows. And we have a lot of slots to fill. We have actors to hire. We have writers, producers. So basically all artists
are welcome.
Welcome and needed for what we do here.
Absolutely.
On Episode Zero.
Yeah. There's a lot. I was actually recently in Disney World, and the production value at Disney World made me rethink a lot of our ideas.
Interesting.
We need a lot more money coming into this.
Wow. All right. So let's spitball. What do we do?
So I think before we even have TV shows, we need to have some kind of like pyramid scheme that's working in our favor.
Yes. Mr. Ponzi, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I think that, you know, one of our core issues with getting off the ground, so to speak.
Sure. Taking that leap.
is going to be a money issue just because, mm-hmm. like, their sets, like, down to the friggin', like, fence around, like, part of the rock. Like, I don't know, like, it was just everything.
The minutia.
Like, I wish I knew what that meant, but, like, yes, I'm sure.
Minutia means, like, inconsequential details that, like, actually might mean something.
Fucking minutia, man.
Hashtag minutia, hashtag Radio Free Brooklyn, hashtag Episode Zero, hashtag send us $5 bills in an envelope.
Only $5 bills.
We only accept $5 bills.
Only, who's on the $5 bill?
Lincoln.
Only Lincoln.
Hello.
Only Lincoln's.
We only accept Daniel
Day-Lewis. Pennies and $5 bills.
Yep, that's it.
Lincoln's.
That's it.
Solo Lincoln. Yeah.
We accept donations, but only in units of 501.
501, yep. Mm-hmm. Lincoln
that's,
on Lincoln.
That's about it.
I hate you. Liz and I are... Liz is currently covered from head to toe in a tank top, all black. Liz and I right now are not long distance.
We're not long distance. We're a little bit too close distance.
We're a little too nearsighted for each other right now.
Mm-hmm. It's, we're lucky because usually we record our show Episode Zero From a distance, and episode zero.
And when we say on the regular, we mean like that one episode that we had.
Welcome to episode two.
Episode two.
But who's counting?
So yeah, we're in the same room, which is really nice.
It's really nice. It's really fucking good to see you. You look great.
We're in your really chic, chicly decorated.
Yeah, it looks like a 40-year-old divorced man lives here because I have no decorations and all my furniture is from IKEA.
It's slate gray down to the...
Everything.
Everything.
But I do have a potted plant. I don't know if you saw.
Where is it? Oh, shit.
Yeah, I have a potted plant.
You know, that adds a nice little pop of color.
Of course. And a little bit of life.
And a little bit of life in this lifeless room.
Actually, wait. That's actually funny. If you had a show that the premise was, like, going to, like, I don't know, like, guys who are, like, living on their own, mm-hmm. and, like, they need some help.
Yeah. I don't think it's just guys. I don't
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not. It's not.
Like, single people.
Or I don't know who it is. So whatever sorry saps like me who just can't decorate their apartments.
And you know what? I don't even think it's like one of those HGTV shows where
it's beyond
it's where professionals go. I think it's literally like a mixture of Intervention and, and like Better Houses and Homes. Like
you have to have a drug problem and a shitty apartment.
It's like, yeah, it's like one of those like makeover shows where like not just your home needs made over,
but also
you need
life.
A makeover. You need maybe a therapy session, yeah.
And maybe like a little bit of morphine for like several weeks.
Yes. Yeah.
Slowly induced.
Yeah, I definitely think 45-year-old divorcees qualify. People who like people who didn't get custody of their kids.
Right. Absolutely. And like, because like the kids come in and they're like, Dad, there's nothing on the walls.
Dad, it's spaghetti again?
Dad, I drew on your walls because there's no artwork.
Mom sent me over with a ham sandwich in case I got hungry.
Yeah, they would be prime candidates, but we don't want to limit ourselves to that demographic.
You're right. I don't want us to just be watched by divorcee dads.
I mean.
Or whatever they're watching.
Or I don't know. Does that, well, they're watching porn and that show. And that's it.
I think that's...
Those are the two things that they're watching.
Those are the two things they're watching. What do divorced dads watch? I think, like, SpongeBob with their kids.
SpongeBob. Well, when they're with their kids, I mean, that's different.
That's true.
If they get to see them, right? Am I right?
If they get to see...
Am I right?
Yeah, who else? I think maybe people who have too many pets.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of people that don't know how to decorate their apartments. Yeah. The pets thing, why do you say pet? Do you think, like, they can't... get their shit together. Like, they care more about their pets than, like, their decorations.
I mean, think about the people you know who have, like,
I know who have too many pets.
Well, growing
I don't
up,
fraternize with them.
I agree. I also am someone who does not keep company with people who have many pets. But if you think about as you grew up, you must have known one or two people. Like, I knew around the corner from my grandmother, there was a woman named Dot. And mm-hmm. Dot had a lot of cats, and 15 years later, sometime when I was in college, she got arrested because
plot twist.
Because like all the cats were found like inside of bags, like they were dying,
Stop
and she was
it.
Just
Are
putting
you fucking
them on bags.
Serious? Is your aunt?
Oh my god,
no, your aunt's
aunt.
Friend. I missed
around,
the context.
This is like
I missed
around
the context.
Oh my god, please scratch
so
this from the record.
I'm so sorry. Oh, man, I wouldn't be able
to. No, up the block and around the corner from my grandma.
Okay.
Yeah, some Staten
Island. This is your mother?
your mom
this? Is your flesh and blood?
No, it's like some Staten Island, like, old
bitty.
Woman. Yeah, some Staten Island biddy who had, like, cats
in
bags.
Paper bags.
Yeah, basically.
Wow, that's insane. So that's definitely, okay, so now I'm thinking, like, it's like Intervention.
But I want to catch them before that. I don't want to get to the hoarders moment.
I was just going to say hoarders. That's literally what's going
to
say.
Yeah, I don't want
to
get to the hoarders
people.
We don't
want to get to that point.
But I want to get her, like, 10 years before that happened.
I see what you're saying.
You know, when it was, like, 10 or 12 cats.
You want to save Dot.
Yes. I want to save Dot. I want to save the Dots.
And the people
they
of Staten
dots.
Island, frankly.
Honestly, anyone on Staten Island can be a part of this show.
Yeah, so maybe we should just limit ourselves to Staten Island.
There's a healthy market.
There's a healthy market.
No, actually, people are very neat and clean, other than the Dots of the world there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
but
the outliers.
But anyway,
outliers.
I think, like, you know, the mildly deranged elderly, I think, are candidates.
Oh, of course. Although they've accrued many tchotchkes. Well, maybe that's the problem.
Many trash, many precious moments figurines. Oof,
many Yadros, many, many,
a lot of carolers. Yeah, a lot of carolers. A lot of Hummel dolls.
Hummel, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Lots of Hummel.
Lots of Hummel.
Oh.
And I think what we can do for them is we can create a space in the home where those things can go. Yeah, we can have a
decorative display case.
Not to say that those things can't exist for you, but that they need to exist in a very contained way.
In a very contained way.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, adding some other elements. But the thing is, I could not work for this show because, clearly, I'm the inspiration. So I would love this show to come to me. The show that I created would be, like, a cyclical thing.
Yeah.
They come back to me and help me with my life.
I think I like that, yeah.
Because I can't buy a fucking
poster. Unto others as you would like others
yes, if you need a translation, you can look up the translation on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. It'll be read for you there.
There's an English German dictionary. Yep,
there's a full transcript for our radio show.
For all of our German and Austrian listeners.
Of which there are many. I'm looking at the stats right now. It's basically like the entire country of Austria.
It's like
Austria
Vienna.
Is listening to us.
Vienna's listening in.
Christoph Waltz just tweeted about us. And I said Twittered because that's how much I know about Twitter. He just tweeted about us and he said that we were very nice.
You're all very, very funny.
The funniest people I've seen in many, many years. He told all his friends.
You know,
like, Salzburg is jumping up and down.
Salzburg
right now.
Is really jumping off the roof.
Off the roof.
Setting all of the roofs on fire.
All the roofs on fire. Raising the roof.
Raising all of the roofs.
And then subsequently setting them on fire. For the sake of the show's episodes.
The roof.
Episode zero.
The roof.
How do you say zero?
The roof.
Is on fire.
Macht fire! God, this is so bad. Eins, zwei, drei.
That's the other thing about episode zero. Let me tell you about our integrity real quick. We do not look anything up on Wikipedia while we are recording. So, like, our intellectual vulnerabilities are on display. You're welcome. We don't know how to say zero in German. Are we looking that up? No.
And I'll give you a little backstory. I took 10 years.
10 fucking years, and that's why I asked that bitch. Nothingness.
You know what it is? It's something it's not zero, but maybe it is. You know the thing is with German, sometimes all you have to do is say it in a very hard way. You're like zero.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
that's true.
And like that's it.
That's true.
And you're like, I believe it.
Can you think of an example of another word where you do that?
Like I don't know, like phone. Like I can't remember.
Like it's
phone.
Like telefunch.
Yeah, it's telephone. Like telephone.
Yeah, it's basically like
telephone.
All you have to do is say telephone in like a really telephone. Fucking insane way.
Yeah. You have to hit the ending really hard.
Exactly.
But yeah. So okay, since we're on the topic of Germany. I don't know why I feel like this aligns. So it has this
I'll just listen. No. I'll just listen.
There are no Jews or Nazis involved.
Yeah, well that's what I was gonna say, but go ahead.
So while we're on the topic, I don't know why this aligns, but in my head, makes this. I think because it reminds me of, I know why. Okay, because this reminds me of, remember when they made some movie or show about Risk? I don't know what it is. But anyway.
The game of Risk?
Yeah, I think they did some kind of movie on it.
I also have a related idea, so I don't know if this, go ahead.
Okay, so my idea has to do with Settlers of Catan.
Okay.
Is that what your idea is about?
Well, it's related to
in the realm.
It's related to board games. So I'm really fucking psyched to hear what this is about.
Dag yo. I really only have some preliminary ideas about it, but
spitball.
So the game is very popular, or rather,
I've already established that it's popular pre-release.
So
Christoph Waltz is already backing it.
So. Settlers of Catan in gaming circles is very popular.
Yes. That I agree with.
Klaus Tuber is like raking his money.
Yabble.
He is like the friggin' what is that? The duck that's really rich.
The rich.
Give us the duck the that's really rich. You know, the duck that's like swims in his money.
The duck roulette. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Yes. DuckTales! Woohoo!
Yes! What's that duck that's really rich?
It's the duck in DuckTales. No, I don't know who he is, but I know what you're talking about.
Whatever.
He's swimming in the gold. He's like, DuckTales!
Exactly, that's Klaus Tuber. But put Klaus Tuber's face on that duck.
Yeah, I think it's just, go ahead. I won't burst your bubble. Go ahead.
So, Settlers of Catan is very popular.
Obviously.
I think, and it's a very intricate storyline that's
it's
going
not really
on.
That intricate.
Okay, well, it's more intricate than other things. Like
maybe.
Scrabble.
I don't know. Not Monopoly, though.
Not Monopoly. But I think that if there was some kind of show based on Settlers of Catan, where it's like
a Game of Thrones kind of thing?
Exactly.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I love it.
And I think that people would be really invested and engaged because...
Wait, can I play one of the sheep herders?
Absolutely.
Because I want to be on sheep day!
So, that's the thing is, I wanted, like, the pilot episode to be, like, nobody wants your fucking sheep. You know
yeah,
that?
And then
like,
all of a sudden, your sheep are in demand.
Exactly.
Everybody's asking for
your fucking sheep.
There's
some kind of, like, sheep illness. Like, there's some kind of influenza to sheep. And all of the sheep are dying.
All of a sudden,
everyone wants your sheep. So prior to that, we've established this kind of precedent that like nobody wants your fucking sheep because sheep are highly in surplus and the supply is overflowing.
But little did they know, I already had invested in a port that would give me triple my money.
And so you're one of the main families. You're like you used to be oh my gosh.
Downtrodden?
You used to be like really a family that was highly respected and renowned.
The elite.
You were part of the elite. And then all of a sudden like a sheep overcrowding and no one really cared. You were
those
like the sheep
were
family.
Really hard.
You
those
were like
days
the
were
wool
hard.
You were like the wolves. Like that was your last name. Like the Woolworths. Woolworths.
It was hard for my father Friedrich Woolworth. It was very hard for him.
And so
time.
Then all of a sudden the sheep became overcrowded. No one really cared about all the sheep that you had. But then, and so you always owned all the sheep ports. And so then all of a sudden this day comes where
all of a sudden
are finally in demand again. And your family is rocketing to
yeah.
the top of
Have you of ever
society.
Heard of economics?
Yeah, exactly.
All
exactly.
of a sudden we're on the top.
Catanomics.
Catanomics. Have you ever taken a course called Catanomics 101?
Sheep are gold.
Lesson one. Buy a fucking port early on.
So
word to the wise.
So this is kind of the premise.
No,
like
I love
we
this.
Have these prominent families.
Okay. So
there's
do
like
we,
the Orr
do we have
family.
Like beautiful actors? We have like gorgeous
Absolutely. I think it's a mix
actors.
Between Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how it's like, you know, I almost think that maybe you could enter in this element of it's not just men, where it's like, I mean...
What do you mean it's not just men?
Well, there's species, you know, there's the elves and the, you know, how Lord of the Rings has not just men.
I thought you were like throwing a gender card
no,
in there.
No. But all of these are kind of dealing with supernatural elements.
Do you think the sheep, like, have their own lives and voices? Because I would love that. I want the sheep to be
you've
like,
been recast.
Ah, what about us? Nobody ever listens to our opinions.
This isn't like Chicken Run.
I want it to be like Chicken Run. No, I'm sorry. I'm taking it in a different direction. I want it to be just like Chicken Run. I want it to be 3D animated. I want it to be the guys who made Wallace and Gromit. They're collabing on this. They're coming in. We're doing a vignette, all right? Whether you like it or not.
Okay. We can have these two separate directions. We'll have simultaneous releases.
Yeah, simultaneous
and,
releases.
And so we'll see how both of them do.
Great.
We'll see how both of them do.
Agreed. And that's why we work well together.
I think we agree to disagree, but yes.
Shake on it. We're shaking. And we're shaking.
Shaking.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want.
Do it.
Starsky and Hutch style. Do it.
Yo, shout out to Starsky and Hutch. I bet no one else on Radio Free Brooklyn has shouted out to Starsky and Hutch. So you're welcome. Owen Wilson and whoever else was in that movie.
Lizzie is fully armored now with her sunglasses.
Yep, I'm wearing
She even
sunglasses.
Let me borrow a pair.
We're both wearing sunglasses.
Except mine are yellow tinted.
For the folks at home. I feel like we're like in the 1920s and like people didn't have television and they needed to like know the visuals. So we're like describing to them. Like, just so you know, both of us are wearing sunglasses right now and we look amazing.
It's 62 degrees, partly cloudy.
Yeah, we're feeling reasonably temperate.
There's a slight chill in the air.
A little bit of cold.
But and my husband is gay.
And then she's shot.
I know you didn't need to know that, but it adds a little bit to the local color of the room.
They're like, we didn't need to know that for like the audio novel that we're like displaying on radio right now.
I know, but you're the only people that would listen.
/ the entire United States of America, because there's only 5 radio stations right now.
So by Goya.
And that's our plea for gay rights and equality.
And Goya.
Right here on episode 0. We have political values too. No, so here's what Carolyn was telling me to do. I had an idea for a show where the game show, I mean, this is related to Catan. The game show is based around actual board games, but they come to your house.
Oh, so this is like a Game Show Network game show.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, absolutely. That was my idea.
A GSN original.
It's a GSN, but they come to your house.
Okay. Kind of like when you win the lottery? Or no?
Yeah, it's sort of like a, it's sort of like one of those, we're here with a big check,
mm-hmm.
but also we're GSN and you're part of a reality show.
and you've been picked for a very specific reason.
Yeah, and like, honestly, I'd rather have that happen to me than a big check. Or maybe both, I don't know. But the point is, they come to your house, so it's like, you know, maybe it's categories, maybe it's Yahtzee, maybe it's Taboo. But like, it's this real life thing where they come to your house and all of a sudden your home turns into like the venue of a game show.
Oh, I like that.
It's kind of like Cash Cab.
Yeah.
But it's like your home. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So would they have scouts going out to check like what the venue is like? Or when they get there, is it kind of just like improv? Like almost like...
I think the latter is better.
Yeah.
And I think you do too.
I like the... Yeah, and I can tell by your tone.
Ergo,
that you
your
do
suggestion.
Too. I think then, like, what that does is that makes the designers almost a part of the.
They have to improvise too.
Exactly. They're on stage as well. Because they get there and they're like, okay, what are we going to do with this space? Oh my God, look at that Hummel collection. We have to use
that. Yeah, exactly. And it's true. Like, I feel like, you know, we all know that reality shows are very staged.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that, you know, happens before the fact. But
except then Teresa Guidice goes to jail.
So. Right.
You and never know.
And who's to say? When the law gets involved. I don't think the law would ever get involved in this show. I mean, we don't know, actually.
You don't know anything.
I don't want to speak
you
too
soon. You
don't
know anything.
I don't want to speak too soon, you're right. But I hope that, and listen, on episode 0, we can call the shots. We want our production team to go in there and really improvise. We're not going to do any groundwork.
Yeah.
We're not going to do any preliminary examination. It's really just like, do you want to have a game show up at your house? Check yes or check no. That's the survey.
So in terms of, like, the segments of the show, I feel like what happens is that, so the van pulls up.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever,
yeah.
Who knows, do you have an idea for the name of the show?
No, I don't.
No. I think we can workshop that. So whatever, the van shows up,
mm-hmm.
and the van has some kitschy little
name. It's not just like a sketchy white van.
Yeah.
It's like, the name that we will come up with is painted on the van.
Exactly. It has some kitschy name on it, and the van pulls up. And then I feel like you have hosts, it's like...
No, there's gotta be one... I think it's one person.
Oh, you don't think it's, like, a duo?
Maybe, if we found the right duo.
In my head, it's, like, the Say Yes to the Dress duo. It's, like...
Okay.
It's, like, you know, some, like sassy middle-aged woman and, like, her
it's
gay
like,
best friend.
Yeah, it's, like, sweet and sour chicken. There's, like, there's a combo going on.
Exactement. In my head, it's a grandmother who has 17 cats...
Mm-hmm.
And we show up and we say that we want to play Yahtzee.
But
she
should also have some family, right?
You're right.
She has
her, like, grandnieces over. She has her, like, grandnieces over, and we come over, and we're like, guess what, Mabel? We're playing Yahtzee. And she loses her shit. She loses it. She's like, oh!
She's like, guess what? I fucking love Yahtzee! She's like, ever since World War II!
And they're like, oh my God, I never got the chance to play!
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's the idea. It's like you have to walk into whatever is given to you.
Yeah.
If some disaster happens, we delete that episode. But if not, we just roll with it. And maybe it could be any... And I guess that's my other question for you. It's like, what game board do we choose? Is it just based on what we think the family might like? Is it based on what we like? You know, how do we... Do we ask them? Do we give them a choice? We're like, you can play Scattergory, Yahtzee, or Taboo. Go.
Or do we have a big wheel that they have to spin?
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. And the wheel is like, actually, that's great because then the physical wheel becomes a part of the game show inside their house.
Yep.
So we bring in this big fancy wheel.
And sometimes it doesn't fit.
Yeah, sometimes they're like, I don't know.
Sometimes you have to disassemble the wheel.
Yeah. Or no, we should have various sizes of the wheel. We should have a small wheel, a medium wheel.
We're in a tiny home.
Yeah. A tiny home.
One of the episodes is definitely inside of a tiny home.
Absolutely. We have to have one of
our... We bring in a miniature wheel that like sits on top of like a tiny little table. Yes. And we're like, okay, get ready.
Yeah. We're like, welcome to this show. You need to be very efficient. And then we go to like a McMansion and we have like this massive wheel with lights. And yeah.
I love that. I'm trying to think of a name. It's like game.
Game.
Game. Game spin. Spin spinny, game.
Game. Game in your house.
Game in your house.
Yeah, you're welcome for having us over.
You're welcome for providing company.
Do you have any bottles of water I could give to my staff? Game.
Game spin. Spinning the game.
I think this all came from, truly, my love of Scattergories.
Oh, so scatter... Mm-mm. Scatter spin.
Scatterspin. Oh, I love that.
Scatterspin.
That's it. Whatever. I don't care if people get it or not. Scatterspin.
Scatterspin. Brought to you by the Game Show Network. Brought to you by
Episode Zero.
Episode Zero.
Right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again every other Friday at 7:30.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. Oh, I think the Rolling Stones want to say one more thing.
Hi, thanks for joining Elizabeth and Carolyn. We've been sitting in the back of the room.
In the back of the room. Just singing.
Laughing our arses off.
Our arses.
Arses.
Our arses are practically...
Arses off.
Yes. And frankly, wild horses couldn't drag us away because we love this show so much.
I feel like that's a throwback to one of our songs.
It is.
Could be. Except I don't know any of our songs.
Me neither. All right, goodbye. Wow.